From the high ground of Texas, it's Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. It's Friday, the 3rd of May, my good friends, and we've got a big Lone Star story of the day for you. Congressman Henry Cuellar, longtime congressman and called a moderate Democrat, one of the last, maybe the last pro-life Democrat in Congress, I don't know, but Henry Cuellar and his wife have been indicted by Biden's Department of Justice, misnomer right now, but, and folks, maybe it's all true. There is reason to wonder about the validity of it all, though. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star Story of the Day. Austin passes a resolution to support sex mutilation of children and ignore Texas law. We've got that and just a ton of other things, a lot of weather-related things from around the Lone Star State. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at prattontexas.com. One thing I want to note, starting on Monday, you're going to have a really good interview on closing the Texas primary with a man who's a former Republican National Committee man and is serving on a committee to look into this and move us in this direction or prepare the way for the Republican Party of Texas. Tim Lambert, we're going to have that. And then a couple of other really interesting special edition shows all next week. I will be around but out. I am headed to Bastrop this weekend to headline or keynote, whatever you want to call it, a big Republican women's fundraiser in the East. You know, all those new bedroom communities east of Austin where they're staunchly conservative. We have listeners there via the podcast, and they've been in the works for about 6 months to get me down there, and we're going to be there to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, the victory over the French by General Zaragoza, himself a Texan. By the way, his boyhood home is down there. You can go see it. It's a protected site down in Goliad. And we'll be down giving that on Sunday, the Cinco de Mayo, the date that the great Texas general for the Mexican army stopped the French invasion, the old world trying to reinstall royalty in the crowns of the Holy Roman Empire in the new world. And so that's going to be fun. I'll be down there, and then I'm going to do a few other things in the Austin area. And so I've got some shows for you. It'll be a little different. It won't be the daily headlines, but they're fresh shows. And then on Thursday and Friday, we've got a really special set of shows for you. So I have to point it out because people always wonder what's going on, you know. And so I just wanted you to know I'm around, going to be even doing some work and that kind of stuff. Just got to be down there on Sunday evening. So trip down to Austin and then out to Bastrop, which I've been. One of my best friends, his first coaching job when he graduated from Texas Tech was in Bastrop. And that was way back when that airport, Bergstrom, was still an Air Force base, and it wasn't a bedroom community of Austin. Now it's got a big resort there from Hyatt with a golf course, and of course the Lost Pines are there and the Bastrop State Park. Been there before. I look forward to checking in with those fine folks and appreciate their invitation to the big Republican Women's Organization event coming up on Cinco de Mayo. That is Sunday. The 5th of May is what that means. It doesn't mean beer holiday. It's nothing about that. And in Mexico, it's a regional holiday, mostly celebrated in Puebla. Now here it was picked up by the beer distributors to become a beer drinking holiday. Most people have no idea what the heck it is. We talk about it every year here on the show. All right, so I wanted you to know that. Oh, congratulations to Judy in Lubbock. She won the $25 gift certificate to my favorite place for lunch, downtown Lubbock's Narrow Bar, 1500 Broadway. I mentioned to you yesterday that I had lunch there with a couple of big important folks, and one of them a big listener and travels all over, and we were just talking about things, and he said, man, we need to meet up sometime at Las Brisas. And he was telling me, he said, my wife and I, we love the fine steakhouses. We go to them all over the country, and he does. I mean, he's got the money to do that, too. And he said, he said exactly, without me prompting, what I've tried to tell people, and it's hard for people to think of because there's always this, you know, it's all the grass is greener, a prophet in his own country type thing. Well, if it's here, it can't be that good. And he said, no. He said, it's right there. It's right there with the best of them all over the country. And that's exactly right. I've used those exact words before, and I appreciate the testimonial. I'll leave his name out of it for now because I doubt he wants it blabbed around. He was having lunch with me, but I just wanted to point that out. Always love to pass on a great, informed compliment of one of our official Pride on Texas sponsors for many, many years, Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse in Lubbock. And, of course, they have a location there in that new hotel across from the Amarillo Convention Center as well, up in Armadillo. Massive tornado ripped through Hawley. We've got a lot of listeners in the Hawley area. It's a pretty spot. I love Hawley, right between Anson and Abilene, just north on the highway up. Go through there a lot. And a big tornado hit yesterday. Several tornadoes touched down in Jones County up there in the north, just north of Abilene. And, boy, the Austin American-Statesman had the best collection of news on it today with photographs from all and video of this massive tornado. It was on the ground for like 20 minutes, over 20 minutes. One guy on Instagram, Aaron Rigsby, had that up, and it's amazing. KRBC reports multiple homes destroyed, at least six homes. We know of two injured, probably more. A lot of places that were leveled completely or had the roofs blown off. There was a neat story that you're going to see out there, and this storm chaser is going to cash in on this because he's got it copyrighted, the video. Oh my gosh, there's people! Storm Chaser rescues family live on YouTube during Hawley tornado, and you can see that story at KRBC. Freddie McKinney, and the family of four was rescued, and he was filming live on social media. Wow, what a deal. Harris County, down in southeast Texas, we've got tremendous trouble. The Harris County judge ordering evacuations yesterday evening and threatening life to safety. The massive flooding in the San Jacinto River, East Fork, but many places. Harris County, Montgomery counties have declared emergencies. You've got flooding in other parts of East Texas as well. A lot of roads underwater, impassable, some opening up today. The Woodlands was under a flood warning yesterday. Crosby ISD bus encountered high water, and the district applauds the driver's actions. Fox 26 reporting that he thought quickly, confronted with floodwaters. I've seen tons of videos, including 18-wheelers going off the road and going into the deep water. There's stuff out there. He had 27 students on board. He saw that there was deeper floodwaters ahead. He did the right thing, stopped the bus, and had the middle and high school students exit through the back emergency door and then maneuvered it back from the floodwaters. Very good thinking there. Governor Abbott has added a lot of counties to disaster declarations for severe weather. I think 59 counties so far. You've got now, it's I think 88 counties total, added 59. Lots of flooding. The point is, we're not short of water. It's just not where you need it. If you want to pay enough, you can capture it and you can transport it. Don't let these people that try to scare you all the time with scarcity tell you there's no water anymore. There's just lots of it. It just comes down at one big time, and you got to move it. And there's nothing new in that. Had tornadoes up by Spearman and all over. So a lot of weather. Weather, the big thing out there. Intense video shows truck driver scrambling to escape rapidly sinking video. This is a big 18-wheeler. This is in Shepherd, outside of Shepherd, Texas. Fox 26 had that up. The Daily Caller posted that at dailycaller.com on the national site there. And it is. I mean, he's standing, getting out of the cab there. Go, get out. And oh, boy, lots of water coming down in parts of Texas, my friends. And again, prayers with those in Hawley.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
Costa Rica is a world center for dentistry, and while there are many large clinics catering to Canadians, Americans, and Europeans with good prices, they still have the push-em-through, maximize cash flow model. That's not what you'll find with our official dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga. With Dr. Zuniga, you'll be the patient, the center of attention for your entire stay, beginning from airport arrival until you leave for home. It's a level of care, a family in a sense, few've ever experienced. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattonTexas.com to learn more.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
And now, a message from the Texas State Rifle Association.
TSRA has been around since 1919, promoting the shooting sports with competitive shooting among all ages, men, women, and children alike. In addition to promoting the shooting sports, TSRA is also known for our legislative activity in promoting the fewest restrictions on law-abiding citizens to have their guns for competition, sport, and or self-defense. Learn more about TSRA at TSRA.com and join today, TSRA.com.
From Reagan to Biden, Bill Clements to Greg Abbott, here's a host who has been involved in it all while being self-employed and fighting government overreach, too. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Our Lone Star story of the day on Pratt on Texas, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Henry Cuellar plans to run for re-election despite looming indictment. He barely got through this last primary. And the problem that Cuellar has in this is that the leftist in the party, which now dominates the Democratic Party everywhere, I mean the outright AOC leftist, and that includes a lot of the people, most of the people pulling the strings in the White House, have been out to get him. I mean, he's been called the last pro-life Democrat. He's called the president out on the border. Of course, he's, you know, there in Laredo in this area. And he came out knowing these indictments were coming today and issued a statement that he and his wife were going to have these. I think NBC News got leaked that the charges were coming today by somebody, of course, leaking purposely to hurt anybody. He says, "My wife and I are innocent of these allegations. Everything I've done in Congress has been to serve the people of South Texas." He said he had sought legal advice from the House Ethics Panel on this very issue. Said, "Imelda and I have been married for 32 years. On top of being an amazing wife and mother, she's an accomplished businesswoman with 2 degrees. She spent her time working with banking, tax, and consulting. The allegation that she is anything but qualified and hardworking is both wrong and offensive." I guess there's a lot going on. What the indictments then came down a little bit later, well, midday today, and they say from 2014 to 2015, he and his wife accepted nearly $600,000 in what they call bribes from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and a bank in Mexico. In exchange, he agreed to advance the interest of Azerbaijan and that bank into the U.S. We'll see. Azerbaijan, I know a lot about. I mean, a lot about. In fact, John Batchelor, the great talk show host in New York, has been paid openly to go to Azerbaijan and do a show many times and talk about them. They sit right there on the Caspian Sea. They're the big oil center, the Houston of that area of the world, and they're, you know, the Soviets took them over. We run a Formula One race there now. It is a neat place to visit. It's a place where people from Iran go on vacation, and they've got ski resorts too, and it's just a neat place. And I know quite a bit about its politics and its industry, and really just quite a lot. In fact, Isabel and I have started to go there several times. It's just the airfare just makes it no good. It's a great deal when you're there, in a wonderful place. People very impressed with it. And Baku, Azerbaijan, Baku is the seaside capital, but you got to fly through Turkey. By the time you do all that, the costs are just so high. A huge part of the oil and gas industry have a lot in common with Texas and West Texas. It's the city of winds. They get all the winds off the Caspian Sea. It's like where I live. We'll see whether this is true. The reason I point out, a lot of people say, oh, of course they were on the take. I don't know. Henry Cuellar, been a pretty straight Democrat congressman for a long time. And I have real wonders about this, because we've seen the last two primaries that the AOC types and the people that dominate the White House now and all of the Democratic Party have been working in the background, sometimes in the foreground, to try to defeat him from Congress, ladies and gentlemen. And he, I don't trust this. I mean, he's been in Congress since 2005. He's been endorsed by the minority leader in the House and some others. But let me just tell you, they have been out to get him. And we know what the DOJ is now. It's no ethical organization. It's a political arm of the White House. And the White House uses it to go after people all over. The left has always been vicious about going after people who don't toe the line within their movements, in their leftist movements globally. That's par for the course for them to try to kneecap people. And maybe there's a case to be made, but it's also very, I mean, he chaired the Azerbaijan Interest Committee in the House at one time. I mean, it's not like he was different. And he claims he brought some of the stuff to the Ethics Committee, and maybe he did have clear instruction. Who knows? Who knows? We just don't know. I know Republicans are jumping on it and he ought to resign and all that. I'm just saying Henry Cuellar has been pretty straight-laced as best we know. And I don't trust anything out of the Department of Justice right now going after a Democrat who's considered by them to be a conservative. He's a moderate Democrat, more of the old-fashioned Democrat. And given what's happened in the last two primaries and watching those, not reporting on them much here on the show, some, I question. I wonder. I'm not going to take the, you know, and an indictment doesn't mean anybody's guilty. But what I'm saying is the DOJ is a political arm of the left now in Washington. We've got to reform all of this or we've lost our country. I don't believe it off the top. It may be true. We'll let them prove it in court. Cuellar says, I'm innocent and I'm running for re-election. Fine. Now, I'd still vote for the Republican because I'm not for a Democrat, keeping Democrat leadership there. But again, take it with not a grain of salt. Take the indictment with a full-size block of salt. Those of you that don't know anything about ranching, we have these big salt blocks that the cattle lick because they need the nutrients. Take it with a block of salt on this indictment of Henry Cuellar. I certainly do, and I'm pretty experienced at watching it all and watching Henry Cuellar. All right, my friends. Statement from Attorney General Ken Paxton after Austin City Council threatens noncompliance with Texas law prohibiting gender transition. By the way, gender is a function of grammar. They take the word, they want to gay, and they did not want the word sex in anything. And now they tell you you're out of line and you can get fired if you say transsexual, even though that's the word, trannies, that they use for themselves forever and called it. They know that if you put the word, if you say homosexual, people don't like it. It reminds them what this is about. They want to use gender transition. Look, it's not about gender. Gender is a function of grammar. It is not a function of biology. In biology, you have two sexes, male and female. That's it. Now, what's this about? Well, Just the News says the resolution that Austin passed, City of Austin, that the city can't use any funds to investigate, in other words, to do their job of upholding the law as law enforcement, to investigate what they call transgender, let's be honest, transsexual health care. It's not health care. It's not caring for your health. It's the opposite. And makes enforcement of Senate Bill 14 the lowest priority for Austin police. And one council member, Mackenzie Kelly, voted against it and said the bill undermines communication and cooperation between state and local law enforcement while directing city police to act in conflict with state law. And that's where the AG comes in. Yesterday, the city council in Austin passed a resolution that purportedly directs the city manager and city employees not to comply with Texas prohibition of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and invasive surgeries for children who believe their sex is different than their biological sex, which, I mean, he said gender, it's sex. Riddled with problems, the resolution starts with the falsehood that such prohibited treatments have proven to be evidence-based, medically necessary, and life-saving. Folks, the leftist in Britain and the National Health are moving away from this. They used to support it too, and all the data shows it's awful, and they're not conservatives. They're just saying it's bad, and they're actually going away from this, and a lot of other European countries are. In addition to growing the body of medical research rejecting such claims, Texas concluded the proposed treatments for minors are dangerous and banned the practice by passing Senate Bill 14. The resolution's no more than an empty political statement. He says, well, look, it's like this marijuana stuff in Lubbock. You got this community organizer leftist, Adam Hernandez, out there telling people, wait a minute, city can do whatever it wants on marijuana. We're a home rule city and blah, blah, blah. They're repeating this stuff all over the state, and you've been hearing it for several years. Well, home rule cities, we can do what we want. No, Home rule is just a term in the law, and it's defined by the state. You're an entity of the state. You are not little city states that operate on your own. And you're just, folks, the ones that believe that stuff are ignoramus morons. Most of them are doing it to mislead people and with words, and that they don't quite understand it all. It's just really nasty. You're a subset of the state, and you'll follow state law.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Recording artist Kevin Fowler.
Oh, I love to see those fireflies buzzing, lighting up the southern sky. Yeah, I'm a hail man, 100% Texan till I die. You know I'm a wild man, but even I know nobody's waterproof. You gotta play it safe. Wear a life jacket and designate a driver for the boat and for a safe ride home.
Sponsored by Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Prattown, Texas Listener Club member Tom wrote, I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable, from the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home, made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns aren't fun, this is the way to do it. Thank you for recommending Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica. I certainly will be referring friends and family. Learn more. Click on the dental care banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Listening to Pratt is more fun than cow tipping on a Friday night. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The Juneteenth icon, Opal Lee of Fort Worth, who worked so hard to get the Democrats to make Juneteenth, which is a uniquely Texas and really a little bit of Louisiana, but mainly a Texas issue, make it a national holiday, which it is now. I'm against that, not because, you know, I've always celebrated Juneteenth here. I'm a Republican. I'm from the party of Lincoln that formed to free the slaves. But it's a Texas thing. It shouldn't be a national holiday, but that's how the pandering works. Opal Lee has been listed amongst some others. She's 97 now to be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I don't have any problem with that. My friends, you got to hear this. I mean, if you love great vocals and voices, this is a voice. It is so, teach you a lot about life too, if you know the whole story here, about not giving up and trusting in God and working. So great to hear this new, not something done before, but this new recording out from one of the great country artists of all time, who has one of the greatest baritone voices. I love the voice. Lives in Tioga with his wife and here in Texas. Here's the song out today. Sorry for those of you listening on the podcast, due to licensing rules, can't play it on the podcast, but you can go to YouTube and hear Randy Travis's new piece out today. Yes, indeed, that's the great Randy Travis releasing new music in his first recording in over a decade. Now, in 2019, they released stuff, but that was previously recorded. He lives in Grayson County with his wife in Tioga, the ranch they have there. And of course, he had a terrible stroke. And you'll remember all the terrible things, the DWIs, you reach that bottom. You try to fill that hole in your life with drugs or alcohol. It doesn't work. Jesus Christ, your God, is all that can fill that hole that people try to fill. And lots of people get into this. And this is where the great redemptive power of and mercy of God comes into play. He really hit his bottom. Some people's bottom in addiction talk is something rather mild. Other people, it's like what we saw with Randy Travis. And after all that, he had difficulty breathing while working out in his home. He was hospitalized in Dallas for viral cardiomyopathy. He went treatment. While he was getting treatment, he had congestive heart failure and a stroke in the hospital. Stroke affected his brain, his right side of his body, couldn't movements. He was placed on life support after the infection caused his lungs to collapse. He was declared to have a 1% chance of survival. The infection, subsequent stroke, and three separate bouts of pneumonia led Randy Travis to undergoing three tracheostomies and two brain surgeries. Suffered aphasia and lost the ability to speak and sing. He lost his voice and couldn't, his vision had problems. And his wife has worked with him so wonderfully. And he's been working, and by 2014, he could walk short distances, and he's made a few appearances in a wheelchair and stuff. He's writing, singing, and he released that beautiful song today, my friends, and it's on YouTube if you want to go listen to it. It's called Where That Came From, released on all his social medias, and it's just wonderful to see the redemptive power of God and the ability to recover. Just Randy Travis, he's one of those great, like George Jones and others, and some of the other great Texas artists as well, that just have such a beautiful, distinctive voice. Rest in peace, Herschel Kimbrell. McMurray University says they're saddened by the loss of their alumnus and coaching legend, Herschel Kimbrell. Class of 50, he was McMurray's longest running and winningest basketball coach, served from 1959 to 1990. Under him, the basketball team won the Texas Intercollegiate Athletic Association title every year but one between 1978 and 1988. Wow. And they advanced the postseason playoffs 16 times, competed in the NAIA tournament in 62 and 87. He won his 400th game as a college coach and retired in 1990 with 448 wins. I think they brought him back. He coached golf from 90 to 95 there. He became athletic director at McMurray in 68. And his late wife and daughter and son all graduated from McMurray. Rest in peace, Herschel Kimbrell, a legend there. Levelland Police Chief Albert Garcia has announced his retirement out in Flat Dirt, west of Lubbock. Robinson police officer rescued after his patrol car fell in a sinkhole, and it's a big one. KWTX says he was working, you know, the overnight shift, and the ground on Bullhide Creek Drive gave way beneath him. And, I mean, it swallowed up the whole thing about 6:15 this morning. They had to work hard to get him out of the car. He was trapped in it, and he was seriously injured. Former Laredo deputy sheriff's been indicted on a child molestation charge. The Laredo Morning Times tells us Mario Reyes, 46, was arrested via an indictment on May 1st on the charge of indecency with a child by sexual contact. He was a Webb County Sheriff's Office deputy. Valley Central out of Edinburgh, a judge dismissed the theft case against former Piñitas, city manager Omar Romero on Wednesday. Prosecutors concluded the case couldn't hold up in court. The district attorney in Hidalgo County filed a motion to dismiss the theft charge. Oh, but this was just one little thing in the ointment. Omar Romero, 40, of McAllen, worked for the city of Piñitas from 2015 to 2021 when he pleaded guilty to federal bribery and bankruptcy fraud charges. This was just another charge at the state level. And a Royce City High School student's been arrested for a credible threat. Fox 4 reporting that there was an increased police presence at Royce City High School today because of social media threat made by a student. Police said they got a tip yesterday afternoon about a credible threat posted by a 17-year-old student. The threat was serious in nature, and an investigation into the matter was immediately initiated, and that person was taken into custody. Now, the Baker Hughes Rotary Rig Count Report is out for the week, and the oil and gas drilling rig count took a dive, down by 8 for the country, down by 5 in Texas. After a few weeks of adding, we lost 5. We're down to 292. We were at 297 last week, and we were at 368 drilling rigs this time a year ago. That out today from Baker Hughes. Hey, all you lawyers, you attorneys out there that have to pay your dues to the state board of the state bar of Texas, y'all need to stand up and retake this group from the lefties that took it over. They spent so much of your money trying to harass Paxton and stuff in court and still doing this stuff that they now have to increase dues. They just voted to have a 10% dues increase, they say, to support the bar's financial security. If I were a member, I'd be saying, well, how much of that money was spent in your political shenanigans going after Paxton for simply believing in good faith that, which a lot of us believe really was the case, that the presidential election was not correct. You know, they're trying to disbar the man. the state bar is, like they've done in California to other people. By the way, I had Wednesday evening the report from the House Select Committee to look into the Panhandle wildfires came out. I read the entire report. It was the big news for media yesterday. I didn't even mention it. Let me explain to you why. I didn't feel there was anything of surprise in the report that is particularly newsworthy. There was one political surprise, and that is in the executive summary, they come out with Texas must obtain and control its own firefighting air fleet and contract directly with private aerial providers for the needed improved response. We already do the contracting. This is nothing more than the typical spend your money deal. If the state has a fleet, you know, like I said originally, maybe a few little first responders, but it would be much better to just change the way the contracts are so that the private sector people that do this are on call and we have them tied down to be able to respond more quickly. This thing will cost a massive amount of money and you're not going to have one bit of guarantee that it will be any better than the other firefighting that was so heavily criticized from the Forest Service in those hearings.
Wish to comment on a story? Send an email. Visit the contact page at prattontexas.com or join the listener club and get that direct to Pratt email address.
Customers have said they are the best dock builders in the business. They identify with particular needs and goals and get the job done well. It's Elite Custom Boat Docks, owners of the coolest, most functional boat docks, are talking about. Elite Custom Boat Docks builds the best docks custom for your boat and water toys. And Elite Custom Boat Docks installs boat lifts and can remove your old dock. Own the best, the coolest, the neatest dock on the lake or pond with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. That's EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
You are lucky. You know that? Every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner and Sunday for that perfect traditional after church lunch, you don't have to go far to enjoy homemade, fresh, mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls and unbeatable homemade desserts. The catfish is fantastic too. Where? At Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene, of course. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
The Lubbock Sportsman's Club is a leading promoter of wildlife conservation, outdoor education, and hunter advocacy across West Texas. If you want to help Lubbock Sportsman's Club achieve its mission to conserve wildlife and wilderness lands, to educate youth and the general public, and to promote and protect the rights and interests of hunters in the West Texas area and worldwide, you're invited to take part by simply coming to the club's meetings. Learn more about the great work done for conservation and hunting at lubbocksportsman.com and listen here for chapter meeting announcements.
Welcome to Pratt on Texas, the official Occupy headquarters. The Occupy Your Own House and Leave Us Alone demonstration continues right here.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, my friends. Today in Texas history, sponsored by Hub City Title. If you're in Lubbock, they're Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Use them. They've got in-house title examiners. They're fast and reliable. HubCityTitle.com is where you learn more. If you're in Lubbock, use them. Hub City Title, HubCityTitle.com. Today in Texas history, the 3rd of May in 1693, Gregorio de Salinas Varona left Monclova, Coahuila. I've been to Monclova. On a relief expedition to take supplies to the troubled missions of East Texas. 1693. Texans London Loop-the-Loop dazzles His Majesty 121 years ago. 1903, stuntman and Corpus Christi native Robert Vandervoort performed his famed loop-the-loop bicycle stunt for King Edward VII at a command performance in London. Vandervoort traveled around the U.S. and Europe under the stage name Diavolo. His career was brought to a sudden end on 20 November 1906 when a railway car in which he was sleeping overturned near Albany, New York. In 1968, in Houston, at St. Luke's Hospital, Everett Thomas received the first heart transplant in the United States. He lived for 204 days. The surgeon was the famed Texan Denton Cooley. So many in this audience owe their lives to the work that he and others there in that group of great medical entrepreneurs, the work that they did changing the world for heart surgery. In 1976, Paul McCartney made his first American stage appearance in a decade, you know, since way after the Beatles broke up, at the Wings Over America tour. It began in Fort Worth. And what was it, this week or last week, that the Stones began their tour, their super I called it the Uber Geriatric Tour. They began their new tour in Texas, in Houston. In 2015 in Garland, two men shot at and wounded a security officer outside the Curtis Colwell Center of Garland ISD. The two men were then killed by a Garland police officer who was there and ready to take action. They had the first annual Muhammad art exhibit and contest there, and these jihadist Muslims didn't like it. Reuters reported that federal agents for years had monitored one of the two gunmen, but did that stop him from getting out here from Arizona and doing it? No. The feds had monitored one of these two people who were shot dead after they opened fire with rifles at the heavily guarded exhibit of caricatures of Muhammad. The two sources who asked not to be named to Reuters said the shooters were roommates, Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi of Phoenix, Arizona. That's our look at Today in Texas History, my friends, sponsored by Hub City Title. HubCityTitle.com. If you're in Lubbock, use them. Now, there's been so much more come out on all of these occupations, so-called protests. Most every bit of it reinforcing what we had already told you. These are outsiders. These are international, global people funding it, people in the U.S. too, the far left. But these are the, it's the same old crowd that's had a million names out of the Arab world trying to kill all the Jews. And you keep getting comments in the papers and stuff in Texas about, well, I mean, this could have been preemptive. I mean, even UT, that could have been a prior restraint on speech. Nobody stopped anybody from speaking or protesting. The issue is coming and commandeering public areas and occupying them. Just because a bunch of leftists over time have allowed that to happen has never made it legal. Nobody stopped them from speaking. That's the point. At lots of other places, they were able to have all kinds of protests. They weren't stopped, whether it's UT Austin or UT Dallas, until they chained down with tents and all that to disrupt the university during finals and to sit there and make it their place where they're going to stay. And we found out most of these people in New York, here and everywhere, weren't even half or more in Texas, weren't even students or had any relation to the university. They're outside paid agitators. Brian Phillips at Texas Public Policy Foundation had a good piece today. They published it today, but it was in their newsletter a day or two ago. The recent events at universities like Columbia, UCLA, and Northwestern demonstrate why Governor Abbott and University Texas President Hartzell were right to quickly and definitively prevent protesters from establishing encampments. That's right. Nobody was there to keep them from speaking. It was to stop encampments in public areas on campus. Ignoring or appeasing protesters only allows them to gain a foothold and gives them leverage to make demands. In the case of Columbia, the protesters eventually took over university buildings and trashed them before being pushed out. The administration at Northwestern was forced to concede defeat and capitulated to institutionalizing a program to regularly bring anti-Israel activists to campus. As of this morning, law enforcement at UCLA is attempting to dismantle the encampment, requiring a much heavier police force and higher likelihood of violence than if they'd stopped it from the beginning. Throughout the ordeal at UT, the Marxist protesters and their useful idiots within the faculty decried efforts to maintain public safety as violations of free speech. But two truths contradict that claim. One, the encampments themselves are not speech. You can't just decide to occupy a public square indefinitely and make outrageous and absurd demands of the administration before you'll leave. Second, free speech was routinely protected. The day after the police thwarted the initial push to set up encampments, the protesters held an hours-long shout fest on the south steps right under the iconic main building on campus. Not only did the police not break up the gathering, but there was no police presence at all. That's because ranting and yelling into a bullhorn's not illegal, but setting up a shanty town on the most sacrosanct real estate at the university is. Thank goodness for the bold and clear directives from the governor and President Hartzell. As we found out days later, police confiscated guns, buckets of large rocks, bricks, steel and forced wood planks, mallets, and chains from protesters. Another big protest and likely attempt to camp is planned for Sunday. Here's hoping law enforcement, students, faculty, and everyone involved stay safe. The left has allowed these Occupy Wall Street and all these people. I mean, remember, but that's never been legal. It's just like the BLM, you know, or the Black Lives Matter Marxist crap burning down cities, seizing streets. I'm sorry, that's not protected speech and protected protest in the American tradition. Protected protest is getting out in a public area and protesting and saying it and then going on. It's not taking it over and denying others access to the same space and interrupting the flow of business, chaining buildings shut, torching them, and things of that nature. But the left, they romanticize this stuff and they love it. And that is because, at root, leftism is all in this world today. Almost all of leftism is nothing more than the called for global Marxist revolution. And that's the point. It's military to them, and they're all for it. By the way, Jeremy Wallace at the Hearst Papers had his little column, and it's about Dade Phelan. Dade Phelan wouldn't change a thing. Nothing he did. He said, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Even if he doesn't win his primary or whatever, he wouldn't change anything. Everything he's done is great. It's wonderful. Brandon Walton's at the Scorecard had a piece that as he faces criticism for empowering Democrats in the legislature's campaigns benefiting from a Democrat official whom the Attorney General attempted to prosecute for campaign finance violations. It's none other than Zena Stevens, the Democrat sheriff in Jefferson County, there Beaumont. He was the guy at the center of the court decision that stripped wrongly from the Court of Criminal Appeals the power that the AGs had under Democrats and Republicans both for decades to prosecute election fraud. This guy's one of the insiders on the plan, and he's a big buddy and a sheriff, local sheriff, giving $1,000 to Phelan. He's part of all this. The AG's office in 2018 tried to prosecute him for campaign finance violations, and he accepted cash contributions, allegedly over $100, which is illegal. And of course, I wonder how did the insiders in the Capitol come to protect this man? Well, now we know he's a big backer of the state rep from down there, Dade Phelan, who became his Speaker of the House. Very interesting. I think it's very interesting. But of course, Dade Phelan says he wouldn't change a thing that he's done as Speaker. That means, folks, he wouldn't change getting drunk and not being able to perform on the dais and having to adjourn and then not handle business the next day at a critical time. That's a pretty sorry human being, if you ask me. The clock's got me. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.